Welcome to Food Bites with Sarah Patterson and Kevin Hillier.
G'day and welcome to another edition of Food Bites with Sarah Patterson and me, Kevin Hillier.
And our guest this week has to be one of the nicest people, I think, in the Australian entertainment industry. I can attest because I shared a lift with this lady, she would not remember, in the Triple M days many years ago, and she gave me the most beautiful smile and said, "Hello, how are you?"
Well, an indication of how nice this human being is that we had some technical problems because the internet went down where we record at our home. So we had nothing. So we had to, we're running around sending messages via text and all sorts of
like
things.
Like chooks without heads.
Because we had it booked in for a, you know, what do you call it? The Zoom session. So we had to, that had to be cancelled. And then it was like, oh no, she won't be able to phone us. The next minute, our phone rings. Hello, it's Delta.
Delta Goodrum.
Yes. So Delta was on the phone and bang.
Yeah, she was fabulous. Yeah, and we really enjoyed the chat we had with her. Talk about her career up to now. Also touched on that wonderful MCG performance on Grand Final Day with Robbie Williams. I mean, that was just totally awesome.
Now, you look at how stunning this woman is.
Yeah.
She got a coffee addiction. has she got a sweet tooth? What does she eat? All that will be revealed. Plus a little bit of information about, you know, her music, her brand new song, which is a ripper, which we're going to play at the end of the show called Hearts on the Run, her fragrance and all sorts of foundation, all sorts of other things.
And speaking of sweet things and sweet tooths.
Oh, this is a ripper, this one.
The food poll this week, we're going to the lolly aisle and we're going to the musk sticks, Kevin. The pink musk sticks, not the the yellow or the orange permutation of those.
All those will come into vogue in this.
We've got a huge response,
it's
apparently.
It's a ripping food poll. It's coming up later, but first, of course, here she is, Delta Goodrum.
You're listening to Food Bites with Sarah Patterson and Kevin Hillier.
Hello, Delta. It's Kevin and Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Sarah. How are you both?
Very well, thank you. Sorry for the last-minute change of plans that we're doing it on the phone, but anyway.
Oh, it's so fine. The internet has a mind of its own, you know.
So you've got a new single. You've got a big year ahead of you. What's the plans for 2024 for Delta Goodrum?
Well, it's been a great start to the year. I had the first month in the US and then I had the second month in London and I've just got back to Australia, so it's nice to be home always. But, you know, just already kind of having new music out, lots of plans and projects and ideas, and it's been a big couple of years, but I'm looking forward to sort of the creativity of this year ahead.
Delta, congratulations on the new single, Hearts on the Run. Give us a bit of background on that and the inspiration behind it.
For sure. So we kind of got back on the, when the world opened up again, we got back on the road so much. We were back on the tour bus. We were going across the US with the Backstreet Boys. We were singing every single night, just hearing like just unity when it came to song. And we just wanted to write songs that felt like they were sort of fun on stage and just having a great time. And the lyrical aspect is always really important to me. So when we were kind of on that go, 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 the song has that element of when you think you can't go any further and you're like, your legs are tired and you're in a marathon, you go, I can't go any further. The song is that motivation that says, you know, it's basically going from your intention. It's like, it's what you're made of, makes you find love. My heart's on the run. It's like you're with people you love. Keep going, don't give up kind of spirit about it.
It sounds almost reflective of your life, Delta. Yeah. I mean, you look at your backstory and your bio, and it's miles long. You're always on the go, on the run, whether it be touring, whether it be in the studio, whether it be writing. Is that that kind of pace? How do you sustain that?
I think it's actually part of my DNA. My mom's quite the Energizer Bunny, and my dad also. Like, I think it's just kind of just who I am. I'm just sort of I enjoy what I do. I love getting to do what I love to do. And therefore that kind of fuels that fire. And when you have, you know, some great people in your life where you're all just, you know, you've got ideas, you want to make it. And I just kind of enjoy that process of seeding an idea and then bringing it to life. And that's kind of just, that is what fuels me as a creative. And it's the same with if there's an idea in a song. Then it's just like I enjoy the process of that song's journey from the inception to it coming out to people into the world. So I think it just comes from that. I think it's that.
Now you talk about fueling your creativity. We're a food program. We know about how do you fuel that body of yours to be able to do all the things that you do.
Listen, I I can speak to this in so many ways because I am not the cook in the house. So my partner, Matthew, is an amazing, I'm going to call him a chef. He's literally a chef. And he really taught me the that importance of fueling the body with food, with good food and nutrition, because I kind of was, I'm a natural, like, I love coffee all day and chocolate and I have a real sweet tooth, but Matt has a total savory, he has a natural savory palate, so our household is really, really healthy food, but like incredible food, and he just sort of, he's really in charge of all food in our house, but I could talk to it for days because it's really such a love language and also something I really enjoy and really appreciate as someone who doesn't have that talent. I really appreciate, you know, sort of being nurtured through food, really. And besides that, I'm coffee. So it's like the two things.
My goodness. So you do have, I mean, your own personal chef right there, really.
Listen, he really does cook for everyone. Like he's really, it's a really, everyone loves having Matt cooking. Like he's just sort of, he's an incredible cook. It just is, you know, he makes, he's really creative. He makes it all and finds a recipe. And then he will tell you when we first, when he was first sort of cooking for me, he'd try and do all these really beautiful, elaborate things. And then he'd make this most simplest like meal, like a turkey mince, like Asian stir fry. I'd be like, this is amazing. Like, how do you do?
So what's your favourite?
Well, it's hard because, I mean, there's a lot of Italian food in our household, but half Maltese, so there's a lot of Mediterranean. And so, I mean, look, I couldn't say. Like, I love the pastas. Yeah, I really eat everything.
I'm very interested about this passion for coffee, Delta. Are you a coffee snob? Are you very particular about your coffee?
No, not at all. I don't discriminate on any coffee. I really love all coffee. I enjoy drip coffee. I enjoy lattes. I like, just depends on the, it depends on the sort of moment. I can merge from the mocha pot to making latte. So yeah.
can you cope with the instant variety?
I can actually as well. I can. I know. I'm actually, that's what I mean. I genuinely have, like, I've always loved coffee. I remember being in my first studio, well, not my first studio, but I was about 14 years old and I was making an album in Melbourne and the producer said, oh, why don't you go up and make a coffee? And I'd never made coffee before and I did the typical plunger where I'd seen what to do, but I got overzealous and plunged the coffee and went boop, woo, over the whole hot water coffee everywhere, made the mistake. I kind of got my love from being in studios and just having the smell of coffee in Melbourne, actually, was where I sort of just fell in love with the coffee.
Now, you mentioned the word chocolate, so where let's delve into your sweet tooth. How deep is that sweet tooth?
Yeah, it's definitely, this is a real thing. My mum, I think it's that my mum and dad both have a sweet tooth. And there was always little chocolate bowls of like, just always little chocolates around the house. That was just sort of, you know what they have, like tiny little bowls of sweets everywhere.
Oh, yes, little wrapped up sweets, yes.
Yeah, little wrapped up sweets. Just there was always tiny little bowls of sweets around our house. I'm not sure why. I realise it's not as common now, but it was kind of just, it was just my mum and dad both having a sweet tooth. So I sort of always just have a sweet tooth. But again, it helps when I'm not always in charge of getting the groceries, but at least then otherwise it's just random sweet things from me put into the trolley.
Now, Delta, looking back on your wonderful musical career, I can only imagine it would be very hard for you to pick and choose, you know, particular highlights over all that time. But I must admit, in fairly recent times, performing alongside Robbie Williams at the MCG on grand final day in Melbourne, I can only imagine what the atmosphere that day must have been like.
Oh, it was amazing. It was such a great day. A day out. I just think the whole day was fantastic. I mean, the game wasn't the finest. It was a bit of a killing from what I remember. But But it was just a great day getting to perform with Robbie, and he's a wonderful music friend to me throughout my career. And just sort of getting up with the and that atmosphere was really awesome. I loved it, really loved it.
That energy that you have, I mean, you described in various sources as a vocal athlete. What do you do to look after your voice? Is there anything you do in particular? Because you could literally knock the chairs out of the back of the stadium with your voice.
Thank you. Very kind. Very kind. You are an athlete. You know, you do have to look up. You have to kind of be in cycle, or, you know, you've just got to be conscious of when you know you're going to be having to do a lot of shows, or just being like really – like, I'm very conscious I basically go extreme, drink so much water when I'm, like, on singing time, when I'm on tour, or, you know, you just have to kind of keep checking in and constantly evolving and also just looking after yourself, because it is, your instrument is what I'm using right now, and you kind of have to be conscious of when you have big shows and what you have when you have to have some stamina. You do have to kind of, you know, take that into account in how you look after yourself.
Delta, I believe at one stage you did overwork your voice to the point that it sidelined you for a while. That must have been enormously challenging for you.
Yeah, we moved the European tour last year, but we got to rock and roll by the end of the year. Sometimes it's just a simple matter of having a couple of weeks, you know, off. It's like having a, you know, you're running too much on a foot, or you're singing too much or speaking too much, and it can happen just really, really easily for singers. And sometimes you just say, okay, going to have to be quiet for a second and then heal and keep rocking and rolling.
You're someone who continually challenges yourself on stage and in the studio. I mean, you've done musicals and you've done all the gamuts that you can do in the entertainment industry with acting and all those things. What mountain haven't you climbed yet that you want to do?
Oh, so many. This is really the best time of my life right now. I'm really enjoying this era. I feel a lot of freedom towards it, and it's a great world right now where you can connect on a whole other level with people in your own community, and they can have you a part of their life, or not through music and through art. And there's so much I want to do still, so much. And I'm really enjoying, you know, kind of being back on the road and creating and doing movies again. And just, it's a really, really great time.
Delta, you're all about giving back too, and you're well known as being involved with charity organisations. Tell us about your foundation.
Of course, yes. Yeah. So actually, I had realised I'd been a part of a lot of other people's, which I loved, and I'm always here on the phone when someone needs. And but at the same time, I really did have aspirations to be able to, you know, set up an umbrella where there was a passion for my own foundation and how could I make a difference. And I got my brother involved, and we set up the Delta Goodrem Foundation, and I went back to the incredible doctors and professors at the hospital that had treated me and for different moments, and had asked them, where do we go? What can I do? And we started up in cellular therapy, which is in research and being able to, again, find a cure for blood cancers. And now we're focusing our attention on nurses. So it's just being able to help in any way we can there. And that's something I'm passionate about the angels, those incredible nurses. So that's our foundation is growing, and we have a lot of different collaborations. And yeah, that's it. That's us.
No, good on you. No, it's terrific to see you putting something back like that. And you've dabbled in the fragrance world as well. Oh. I wanted to mention that the Delta fragrance. How's that going?
It's true. We are the amazing family at Kensington House, and myself have been in partnership for many years now. We're on to our 5th fragrance, and it is just a wonderful partnership. We are really proud of the fact that people still have that tactile take home in a fragrance. It's another expression of connection. So I really love being a part of that.
Yeah, it sounds like you have fun with all these things too, which is one of the main objects.
Oh, you have to, don't you? I mean, the two of you, but, you know, getting to be able to talk about your passion and food as well. And it's like, it's the same for me. I just, I'm all from passion.
given your frenetic pace at which you live life, Delta, what do you like to do in your downtime?
Oh, just pretty much nothing. Just relax. I am a sucker for TV shows and a glass of red wine and my feet up. That's pretty much chill. Oh,
any particular TV shows which are a fix for you?
Well, I mean, currently Love is Blind on Netflix is. Yep, I love all the girl TV shows that are reality shows. I enjoy them. I love all the serious documentaries, a lot of fun, but I find that I switch off from like rom-coms and fun.
Well, where are you at? Did you mention just before you're doing a movie or you're looking at doing a movie?
We did Love is in the Air, it's not Love is Blind, Love is in the Air, which we shot in Queensland, and that was on Netflix, which was really awesome to share, and we have a lot of projects in the works at the moment, which is really awesome.
Well, the major thing at the moment is Hearts on the Run, the new single. Congratulations on that. It's fantastic. It is a real blast back to the 80s and one of the most energetic songs you'll hear and get you up and about. So thanks so much for that and for spending some time with us on Food Bites.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much for having me.
Thanks, Delta.
Thanks,
Kevin. Take care.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. You too. Bye.
See ya.
You're listening to Food Bites with Sarah Patterson and Kevin Hillier.
All right.
Wow.
Get your dancing shoes on because we are playing Hearts on the Run at the end of the show, and it is a really good song.
Wasn't she lovely?
Yeah,
lives up to everything that you have ever heard about her within the industry, that she's just one of the nice people.
One of the real people and delightfully normal.
Yeah, good bit like you. My good self.
Good on you, Delta.
Kevin, you know, take a leap. Anyway, though, but on to the food poll, Kevin.
Now, you're delightfully normal. Let's get to the musk sticks.
Nostalgic days by the Currumburra Pool Kiosk.
All right, before we get to them, can you resist them if they're right there in front of you?
I can resist them, but I do find them moorish if I have a nibble.
If they're right there in front of me, I have to have them.
Yeah.
I don't seek them out, but if they're there, I will have them.
I've always said, you know, the musk stick poking out of the end of the 20-cent lolly bag and the promise of the assortment inside. Silvana will start us off this week. She says it is a big yes for the musk sticks for her.
Muriel Cooper says yay, and the fruit sticks as well.
Joylene, nay for me, yuck.
Patricia says, reminds me of going to the Rosamond Road drive-in in the 60s. All the kids were given these at the entrance. Loved them. And it's just not only just for the memories.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yes.
Cherie says, yummo, I haven't had any for years.
Mark Lane says, my teeth hurt just looking at them.
Come on, Mark, they're easy to chomp down on. They're not like the choo-choo bar.
No.
Rebecca says, oh, yeah, but can't get them here in Thailand.
Oh, Thailand's missing out on a lot. David Burt says, look, only in the form of the Big Boss cigar. I remember them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's those awful fruit-flavoured ones.
Those Big Boss cigars, they were pink and they had a little strip of paper around the middle.
And the red dot at the end, which was supposed to be the lit version.
Yeah, you drew on them as if you're a seasoned smoker. They were the days. Tony Tenalia from Gold 104 says, hell yes.
Robbie Elliott says, 100% yes.
Susie Nay.
Dean Felton says, oh, yay, yay, yay.
Anne Peacock, absolutely, yes, please.
Candice Wyatt says, a big yay.
Our mate Old Croaky says, I haven't eaten them for ages, but if I got wind of that sweet musk stick aroma, they'd be gone in a flash. Yeah, their aroma is as distinct and alluring as that of sherbets. Oh, sure is, yeah.
Now, Daniel Harford throws in a new configuration here I hadn't thought of before. He says frozen are best.
I've never heard of doing that.
No, but it's caught on, trust me.
Oh.
Everyone jumped on and said, oh, I'm going to try that now. Oh.
Davin Nicholas says, nay, it's too sweet for me these days.
Kerry says, yes, in small doses, and the banana ones are much nicer, though.
Oh, are they?
Really?
Oh. Sue says a big yay from her.
Glenn Rodder says, 50-50 on this one, Paddo, so a yay and a nay.
Tina says, it's a yay from me, but only the soft ones.
Karen says, a huge yay from me, I may or may not be obsessed.
Daz Smith says, oh, yes, 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 I actually have musk stick spray for my office. Oh, my goodness. They should come up with a body spray, shouldn't they?
I was going to say, could you get if you get lollies in a spray
on? Like a new impulse variety.
I could be done for. I don't think Delta's looked at that fragrance. She might have to look at that one. Lauren says, yep, always remember my mum kept a stash of them in the glove box in the car when I was young.
Oh, yes. Great way to shut the kids up in the back seat. Christy Kerr says a double yay.
Michelle says a yay. They also made the best musk vodka.
Oh, are you kidding?
Make, not made, make the best musk vodka.
I'm assuming that would be pink. Rachel says, I love musk sticks. Dissolve in vodka, like Michelle said, and have musk vodka shots. Oh, my God.
Good grief. Sue gives us a vomit emoji and says, pass.
Lydia, yay.
Jess says, yes, I loved them as a kid. Haven't had them for years.
Kathy says, yay. I have a recipe for musk stick fudge.
Oh, this is just going ridiculous.
You put them all in a big pot and melt them down.
This
Yay.
Is just going ridiculous. And least is a Your Mate says a big fat no. Oh. Now, the voting, though, says a resounding yes, 83%.
That's extreme.
No, 17%, so it adds up to 100. But the yeses and a few suggestions there, frozen ones,
vodka
and the fudge.
Go out and try it, kids.
Now, kids, get your dancing shoes on because that is Food Bites. We're going to finish with this great new song for Delta Goodrum. It's already top 10 in the UK. Wow. It's been number one here in Australia. It is a great song and she's a terrific performer. So here you go to finish us off this week. Not a musk stick. It's Delta and it's called Hearts on the Run.